Now some of your letters. The first comes from Kevin Monroe of Cincinnati, Ohio. He complains about what he calls the persistent use of a particular phrase in coverage of the attempted bombing of an airplane on Christmas. The phrase is failure to connect the dots, which President Obama has employed recently.
Mr. Monroe writes, connecting the dots is typically used when referring to solving a difficult problem or puzzle using cryptic clues. The current situation, in which a terrorist was virtually handed to authorities on a silver platter, hardly qualifies for connecting the dots, Mr. Monroe concludes. Perhaps you should begin using the phrase, failure to connect the behemoth freaking obvious dots, to better characterize the situation.
Sounds like Jonathan Knowles of Lake Worth, Florida, is on the math beat for us. He heard our conversation about the formerly tallest structure in the world. That's the TV tower for KVLY in North Dakota. It lost the title this week to a new skyscraper in Dubai.
Well, Mr. Knowles got wonky, as he put it. He says the gentleman being interviewed stated that one could probably see for 20 miles from the top of the tower. In fact, as the tower is 2,063 feet high, the visible horizon would be about 55.6 miles away. The formula for distance to horizon, Mr. Knowles tells us, is D equals the square root of 1.5 times height.
You knew that, right, Michelle? Well, I don't know if I knew it. Maybe you didn't, Melissa. No. Well, of course, you know, who knows how far you could see on a cloudy day?
That's true.
He didn't measure for that.
That's true.
Moving on, a music-minded listener caught something in our interview with a politician that didn't sound quite right. We spoke with Democratic Senator Byron Dorgan about his plans to retire. Christopher Segedin of Richland, Washington, sent us this.
Senator Dorgan referenced that the Senate, actually he said Congress, was like the Hotel California. You can check in, but you can't check out. And Mr. Segedin says, sorry, Senator, that is the Roach Motel.
Black Flag Roach Motel. Roaches check in, but they don't check out.
Yes, the Roach Motel is a product that captures creepy crawlies. Mr. Segedin continues.
The irony of the comparison of the Senate and a Roach Motel was not lost on me, but at the Hotel California, it's you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Let us know if one of these nights we've given you a peaceful, easy feeling, or if we failed to take it to the limit. Come to NPR.org and click on Contact Us.